Hiya, hello wrestling fans, and welcome to the 1986 canon. I'm Joe Marotta, that's Michael Quinn.
Howdy.
Howdy. Thank you guys for being with us here for WWF Championship Wrestling. This is for August 16th, 1986, coming to you on the Ides of March, March 15th, 2024. Very Ides, as we commemorate, obviously, the death of Julius Caesar in 44 BC.
Right. We do that every year.
Every year. It's a tradition here on this show. But thank you guys so much for being with us here.
I like the view of Doc now.
You like that you can see his chin.
It's much better.
In the new studio here. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us, whether you're on the audio or the video.
I don't know why I got Johnny V over there, though.
Because he's the best, Quinn.
You put him on my side as a joke.
A joke. Thank you. We really do appreciate you being with us here. As we kick off, Quinn, you'll be very happy to hear the final taping of Championship Wrestling.
You know why this is exciting? Because the opening is finally going to change.
Yeah.
I've been asking for years at this point.
And so will the locale.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to be in Poughkeepsie every single week.
Thank goodness.
Sorry, those of you that like Poughkeepsie.
I mean, I didn't mind Poughkeepsie.
I liked Allentown more.
Allentown was better, but Poughkeepsie still had the like local charm to it.
And like, the mustache guy.
Yeah, mainly your favorite.
My favorite.
But the point is that now we're going to be in like big arenas or something? Is that what Vince McMahon has for like set up for us? Is that the plan after this taping?
Get to hear from Bill Boner and people like that at the beginning.
Now, when do they start saying that the name's different? Like, they need to tell people, because you might turn it on and be like, what the fuck is this? Like,
we're going to have to find out. I don't know how all that
like,
works.
They must eventually, like, at this point, since the last tape, they must already know.
Oh, right? They know.
Right? They have to know that, we're going to change the name of the show.
Yeah, of course.
Like, no more this week on the wrestling.
No, it's different now.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into that in a few weeks. This is the final Championship Wrestling taping, episode 1 of 3. Three more weeks of Championship. If this happens to be your first time, I'd be surprised, but if it is, thank you for being with us here. If you're on YouTube and you're like, what the hell is this? Well, at least you made it this far.
Right. Well, you have to explain to them as we're going to watch the show.
We're going to watch the show, but we do talk over it.
Right.
This means that we are going to miss certain things that are said. This might mean that you're sitting there like, I wish these guys would shut up so we could watch this. Well, that's not what our show is.
Well,
if you want to watch it
on Peacock,
yeah, go
or
find it. Yeah. Because that's just not what we do. And if you like it, great. If you don't, sorry. But what I do want to say, those of you that know what we do, if you want more of it, at patreon.com, there it is, /OVP podcast, we have a couple of things that I just want to lay out for you, and then we're going to move
lay
on
it.
Here. I'm going to lay. We did 82 to 85, January of 82 all the way through to 85. Even though you only find 86 on this YouTube channel, we did 82 to 85 completely, and you can get that here on patreon.com/OVP podcast.
For reasons.
There's reasons we're paywalling that. We kind of have to. Our old channel got shut down. But in addition to that, we do monthly specials called Canon Plus, and this is all in the same $2 a month tier. Canon Plus has all the pay-per-views, which we haven't had many so far, WrestleMania 1, Wrestling Classic, WrestleMania 2, but it also has every Saturday night's main event. We're doing those in order as they come up. We did house shows. We've done MSG,
house
Boston,
shoe.
Philly,
yeah.
And we also did a Coliseum video not long ago. And coming up in a couple of weeks, I cannot wait for this one, Michael Quinn, the big event on the Canon Plus, baby, Johnny V. Crick. Quinny says Crick.
I know the Crick, but like other than that,
it's great.
I deal with him for like 2 hours.
Tony Garea's on the show.
Oh boy.
So we'll be doing big event in less
big
than
Cat
2 weeks.
On that?
Yeah, with Johnny V and Gorilla.
Good
yes.
Lord.
No, Big Cat is good.
I don't have a problem with him.
He's a very big cat.
Very weird commentary team.
It is. It definitely is. So that's a Canon Plus tier. It's $2 for the entire month. If you need $2, let me know. I'll give you $2 so you can try it out. However,
do you need to now with the free?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
We have one more tier. We have $2 tier and a $5 tier. That's it. There's no like exclusive smell my farts tier or something like that.
We don't smell farts.
You don't want to smell my farts. They're not good.
It's horrible.
How would you know?
I'm trapped in a room with you here. What do you think?
Every day for 8 years.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, on the $5 tier, you're going to get everything we mentioned, the 82 to 85 of the Canon Plus specials, and you're going to get monthly audio pay-per-view reviews. These are different. This is where, instead of watching it along, we actually pre-watch everything separately.
Yeah,
it's very pre. Yeah. Grand Prix. We take notes. We combine notes and forces and flatulence, and we record a pay-per-view review that is usually 3 to 4 hours in length. you know, these are great. Someone actually just said this the other day on Twitter to me, that they finally listened to an audio review. It was WrestleMania 13, which is the latest one out. And they loved it and made a four-hour drive pass by like that. And I'm not making that up. It was Jason
nice
said that.
Nice compliment.
It really is. These are meant to be digested like audio podcasts. They're not video watch-alongs. Mm-hmm. We're not watching anything.
They're meant to be paused and
taken
in pieces.
Go back to them, exactly. And these are free for a week with everything else. That's right. We've done WrestleMania 1 and WrestleMania 13. There's a free one-week trial available at patreon.com/OVP podcast. When I say a free trial, I'm not joking. Like, they're just cancel it within a week and
no
you will never pay.
Attached.
There's been people that have done that recently. It doesn't bother me one bit because we're advertising it. Like,
that's,
it's free.
That's the thing we have made available.
Right. So if you want that, try it out. The latest pay-per-view is WrestleMania 13. Coming in a few weeks, Quinn, will be In Your House, Revenge of the Taker, April 97.
Not Revenge of Dog.
No, not Revenge of Dog. Can't wait for the Undertaker to get his revenge, you know?
What revenge?
He's got to get revenge, Quinn.
He literally just got, like, the best thing ever.
The
like,
title?
The thing he wanted. There's no revenge to get anymore.
He also got a weird hat.
Yeah, he's like a biker, kind of.
Biker cowboy?
It's like a Harley Davidson, like, top hat. It's like very strange.
It's not good.
Yeah.
But we'll talk all about that hat and the Revenge of the Taker.
I haven't finished those Raws yet.
I haven't either. I have to finish them soon. That'll be coming up in the beginning of April. Okay, so that's it for patreon.com/OVP podcast. It's free trial. Free. Try it.
Free.
Try it. Okay. The other thing we do is a non-wrestling show. It's called Acid Wash Memories. People like it. I've heard a couple of people.
It's pretty good.
People like it. We talk about other stuff that isn't wrestling related. And the episode that we have out, people really dug this one, Quinn. The latest one that came out was the Must See TV episode.
Mm.
People were into that, talking about the lineups. And
I like to see TV.
You must see it. Coming out on Monday the 18th for episode 63 of Acid Wash, though, this mixes it up a bit. We're talking about 7-Eleven and convenience stores.
Right.
That will be interesting because how are we going to talk about that for over an hour? You're going to find out on Monday, the
18th. Find out Monday.
That's right. Quinn, a new week in the canon means a new week in the calendar. What do we got?
So this is August, what, the 16th?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We got, on the 11th, the big guy, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
There you go.
All right.
He's 30-something years old.
33. Right?
33 years old at this point. Another big one, honestly, on Wednesday, the 13th.
What's that?
Jack Lowitz.
Oh, Jack Lowitz.
Jack Lowitz.
Jack Lotz.
Yep. And on the 14th, notable wrestling legend Susan St. James was born.
Herself. Remember how we realized when we did the Canon Plus
that she's not that bad.
She tries so hard.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know how good these deaths are.
They're good.
Hit the thing. I was afraid that I would shake the whole thing.
I mean, they're not made of paper, Quinn. This is solid MDF.
It's pretty good. I didn't move.
Didn't move.
But my reaction was like as if I was going to push the whole thing down.
Yeah, well, you're not. We're okay.
It's still new here. I haven't gotten used to everything.
We're breaking
it
in. There's more soundproofing added.
Yes, I saw you put some on the door.
On the door, and look down here.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
And a layer behind you.
The bottom one.
And a layer behind me. Yeah.
Boy, it is just getting soundproofy in here.
It is very proofy. I guess we'll bring up the video scope. 3-1, scope!
Yeah, this opening.
There it is. Well, only 3 more weeks of it. The biggest development, Quinn, obviously we have the Paul Orndorff Hulk Hogan thing.
Right.
But the biggest thing from last week is we have a new manager in the ranks of the World Wrestling Federation.
His name is Slick.
His name is Slick. So Fred Blassie. Now, what we are told is Fred Blassie sold 50% of The Sheik and Volkoff to Slick. He did not mention Hercules Hernandez.
He didn't.
Just for the record.
Maybe he's going to sell that to somebody else.
Maybe. Maybe it hasn't happened yet. You know, we'll have to find out. So that's
it. Retirement fund's building up.
The retirement fund. I'm hoping we have some new jobbers.
Yes.
I love new tapings because you never know about new jobbers.
True.
So without any further ado, thank you for being with us
here. I hope we get a mention of this Superstars bit because now would be the time to start being like, hey, the name's going to change. You better, like, don't like, change the channel if you see Super. You might think, because some people might think it's not WF or something.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe like, Vince needs to be like, don't worry on the wrestling in a few weeks. It'll be Superstars of Wrestling on the wrestling.
That's what it'll be called on the wrestling.
So let's do that. By the way, shout out to Thomas James Einhauer. Anyway, without Einhoner. Without
I don't
any
know who that is.
Doesn't matter. Without any further ado, this is WWF Championship Wrestling. You okay over there? August 16th. 1986. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wrestling.
Oh, they're going to wrestle. They did say that.
I can't. Doing a tighter shot on the two of them. You know,
yeah, what is this?
Better lit.
Yeah.
Killer bees.
Oh, about
that.
Pretty good team.
Mr. USA Tony Atlas will meet Hercules Hernandez.
Whoa, that's actually...
That's actually not two jobbers.
No.
Well, I mean, Tony Atlas is... He's a former tag team champion.
He is.
Now, why is it so well lit here? What's going on?
They're getting ready, aren't they?
Is this like the test run?
Yeah.
Is this just superstars in Poughkeepsie? Also, why does Rusty Brooks have a robe now?
Because he's cold. It's hot.
It's August.
In August. I don't know.
And a new robe.
This is a great team. Lombardi and Rusty.
Yeah.
I like
Rusty
that.
Brooks having ring gear.
It's great.
Is weird. Brooks.
How
much do you think
him.
He paid for that? That was probably pricey for his.
$60.
On his wrestling salary?
$60.
On his jobber salary?
Went to the Mac machine.
I think he was saving up all that Don Morocco savings.
Yeah, no. Maybe. Oh, look at these assholes wearing the masks.
I just, the mask thing.
Aren't they a bunch of assholes with their faces?
I don't get it.
Yeah. Look at that idiot.
Oh, wow. So good.
Referee is Pick Patrick here.
Yeah, Pick Patrick. You think he's going to make the jump to arenas across the nation?
I don't recall ever seeing him. The Killer Bees pack a real bad stick. Shut up.
The Pillar Peas.
Yeah, the Pillar Peas. Peter Piper packed a peck of Pillar Peas.
Pick Patrick.
Yee. Our hair looks stupid because of the mass E. Can Lombardi and Rusty win? I'd actually like that at this stage and all this.
I feel like Rusty doesn't use his fat enough.
He should just
do a leg drop or some shit. He's so big. A big splash or something.
Or a splash, yeah.
Okay.
Long Island, an unbelievable card of World Wrestling Federation action coming your way.
Hey.
Including the fabulous Moolah with a ladies title.
Well,
what?
We'll move on from
Excuse
that.
Excuse me.
Randy Savage will be in there. Also, you can win a can of Heinz beans.
Is it just me or
Trick
lately?
Tray.
Were these gone or something the last couple months?
It must be the feed.
Ugh.
Because we were getting a New Zealand feed. They're not going to promote
that
locally.
That was amazing
US
when
yeah,
we
PGR.
Didn't have to deal with PGR quality. Yeah.
Yeah. Richard.
Can we get PGR back?
Apparently not. All right, tag to Brunzel here. Double whip on Lombardo.
It was pretty great, really.
It really. Back elbow there. Brunzel now with a cover on Lombardi. 1, 2. Very stern count by Pick Patrick.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Pick Patrick, to be quite honest with you.
He's very competent referee. Monkey
yeah, he's actually
there.
Like when he first showed up, we were like, who? And yeah. Now, I'm, scared he won't be back when Superstars
begins. I don't think
he
will. He's new old Quinn, is what he is.
He deserves better.
I think he should, yeah, you're right.
I hope they at least gave him a good severance package.
I don't think they were doing that. I'll tell you what, you know who I'd like to see wrestle again soon? Jack Kruger. I miss the Krug. Nice armbar takedown there into a wrist lock.
I'm pretty sure Kruger's going to be back now.
The Krug?
Yeah, the Krug.
Yeah, he'll be back.
When does he start reffing?
87. I just don't remember when. I think it's 87.
Is it early 87?
Yeah, I think
so. Does he make it by WrestleMania 3?
It's not at WrestleMania 3. Here comes
Rust.
Yeah,
but he might be there. He might already be reffing by then. Because a lot of times if somebody starts doing something new, like reffing or maybe a new wrestler, they might not be on WrestleMania.
This is true.
They'll save him for next year.
You're right.
We know they do for the Krug.
The Krug.
Yeah.
He'll be at 4. Corner whip by Brunzel. No, arm ringer.
Mm-hmm.
Rusty in all kinds of trouble here.
Now Brooklyn Brawler seems to be ready for the tag, though, at least. Look how attentive he is over there.
Brooklyn Brawler? Who's that?
You know who I'm talking about.
Who?
Brooklyn Brawler.
Who's that?
The guy the guy that's tagged with Rusty Brooks.
Steve Lombardi.
Brooklyn Brawler.
He's from Brooklyn. Yeah,
but
right.
Everyone calls him Brooklyn Brawler.
I don't call him that. I don't know what that is.
That's his name.
Mm. All right.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
In wrestling.
Butt drop there. I guess he hit him with a stinger. Here comes Blair.
By the way, I was seeing this Hall of Fame this year, and I saw that, first of all, why are they putting in U.S. Express? They stink.
Former tag team champions.
Horrible, Joe. Second of all, again, another year.
Did Barry Windham in already in the Horseman?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They just didn't want to put Rotunda in by himself.
Why can't they? Well, what's what's the funnier thing?
By Brunzel cover.
Why can't Barry Windham be in by himself?
2, 3. Well, I guess if it's a general Hall of Fame, yes. Not in WWE.
I'm just saying, it's
be.
Now two things where he's, again, not by himself. Just
should have put IRS in by himself. It really just sucks.
That's horrible.
Why not?
But
was
here's
he not
the thing.
Notable?
I was going to say, another year, another no Brooklyn Brawler in the Hall of Fame.
Good, I don't care.
He's like the most famous jobber ever.
So?
If they can put Johnny Rods in, they could at least put the Brooklyn... He's like the next generation.
I like that they put Rods in like 96 also. Yeah. It was like a long
That's
time
a long
ago.
That's a long time established yeah. tradition that, you know, the best jobber gets to be in the Hall of Fame.
Didn't he go in the same class as Johnny V, where Johnny V did the speech and he was Arm. Literally unprepared?
Yeah, well...
And I sometimes watch Raw.
How did Johnny V have like a stand-up show or something? How did that even work?
He is entertaining, just in a perverse way. He is.
I'm not sure what he's going to say
yeah.
way.
But it's like...
I'm sure his stand-up wasn't prepared either. I guarantee he practiced nothing.
Good.
It was just him babbling up there.
It's funny. He's no worse than Bobcat Goldthwait, all right? I'm just saying.
Okay.
Come on. Gary Valentine. I don't know. Take your pick.
She likes Hulk Hogan.
No, she doesn't. She's being forced to do this.
Why? You think?
Would you do this? Oh. Valentine
thought,
and Beefcake.
I thought in the 80s Hulk Hogan was all the rage, Joe.
No, he was the rage.
A moment ago.
What?
Bill Dest in the World Wrestling Federation.
Wait, Hulk's gonna be here?
Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Plus, words from the
He's just gonna talk, isn't he? It's just like
a... Superstar Billy... Oh, no.
Wait, what? Already?
Is this the one where he has the spider on his face?
Wait. He's coming back already?
You'll see.
I thought he comes back in like 88 or something.
You'll see. I won't...
Oh, is this like the original failed comeback? Like where he like...
One match or something
and
in 86?
And he got like real injured or something and then... Oh, right. Okay.
But isn't this the tattoo... I mean, the spider on the face?
It might be the spider thing.
I think it
is. I thought the spider thing was 87.
It might.
Though.
I don't remember.
Concerning the champion, Hulk Hogan.
Okay, what do we got? What's going on here?
With the latest from the World Wrestling Federation...
That sounds like Jack Reynolds. It's very disconcerting.
Announcer McGee over here.
The devastating pile driver executed
devastating.
On
devastating.
Hulk Hogan in front of a national television audience by Mr. Wonderful Paul
yeah,
Orndorff.
Yeah, we know.
As wrestling fans and wrestlers alike shaking their confused heads, including Hulk Hogan himself.
You know, I was
oh, God.
Born
oh, this is
Hulk
Hogan.
Evil
this
from
is
good.
Fucking bullshit.
Happy from sad. Friends from enemies. We all
can you imagine if he said
even you wonderful.
This is fucking bullshit, brother.
Yeah.
Diamonds, gold, money, greed, jealousy, all of the above.
It's a good promo, though.
Sold
this
out,
is fucking bullshit, brother.
You never sold out on me, brother, because you can't beat me. You can't beat Hulkamania positive thoughts, positive deeds. You sold out all those little hustlers. All the ones that worshipped you, Orndorff. The ones that were
not
training
name,
with you.
But, okay,
saying their prayers
enough.
With you. Eating their vitamins with you.
You think he cares?
He never cared. This is why he's in this position. He never cared.
He didn't owe him shit, Quinn. Orndorff was a bad guy and hated Hogan for like a year and a half. No, don't worry about it. We're still doing this. We're still
no electric chair.
12-hour a day jury. All we need is to throw you in the ring with Hulkamania, brother. The 24
kick your ass, brother.
My psych and all those Hulkamaniacs. What you gonna do, Mr. Wonderful, when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
That was a good promo.
Can you
Seriously.
Blame the champion for being upset? As a
yes.
personal friend
no.
of Hulk Hogan, I can tell you this. It may be a long time
now, Gene's
before
a personal friend of Hulk Hogan. Like, what?
Will ever
I thought that was like only Paul Orndorff.
Shouldn't he be unbiased?
Yeah. No wonder he's like siding with it. He's not even
I like Hulk Hogan.
Wondering if Paul Orndorff got his feelings hurt or whatever.
Oh, nothing stupid happened. Is that over?
Oh, wow. I guess they're just stopping with that.
Hell yeah.
My Heart Foundation, baby.
I'd like the in-ring camera.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's like really close today.
Yeah, they're definitely getting ready.
Yeah.
Vince probably said to whatever, like, hey, we're going to start doing this and
Vince,
this.
Vince, you better be like, Vince is like, you better be ready because next taping, this is going to be the real deal.
This is shot like a Superstars, Quinn.
It absolutely, it's even lit like a Superstars.
Yeah, it's much better.
This is the dry run.
I think so. I really do. Your camera's a little too. I got to fix it.
They just
it.
Don't have to cry on. What do you mean, fix it? It's good. Yeah, but now is the other one bad?
Will you stop? I can
oh,
see.
You got studio mode or whatever. You can see if
I'm looking at the
who is this guy?
Terry Morgan. No, Terry Morgan.
Now is my head cut
Magnum
off or anything?
TM. No!
Okay.
Why would I do that? Really?
Oh, power.
Hey! Why is he here?
I don't know.
What was with like the 10 years that both companies spent trying to make him into something?
It's crazy. Like both WCW and WF, and even like Vern tried, like all these people.
Fritz?
Yeah, Fritz. Like, how many places did this guy go? Nothing ever happened.
He had no personality. It's not like he didn't look good at times. He did look good.
Roberto has more personality than this guy.
That's true. Bret Hart and Jimmy Powers in there. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Hart inciting the fans. Harvey Nation again, Quinn with the pink stripe on the black tights. I would like to mention also, this is a strawberry lemonade kombucha.
I like to mention that this is a Coca-Cola original taste.
It's not New Coke.
Classic.
Okay, you're not drinking New
so
Coke.
So they don't put classic on this anymore?
They stopped doing that a long time ago.
I think it's like
20 years ago or something.
Maybe it's like a Streisand effect or something. I think that it says it, but it doesn't.
Mandela effect, Quinn.
Mandela effect.
Whatever. Streisand effect's a different thing.
Sorry.
That's where you call attention to something by not wanting to call attention to it.
Right. Well, I just called attention to that. Now everyone's going to notice.
Oh, now it is a Streisand effect. Yeah. Very good.
On this very famous show.
Yeah, that everyone watches and loves. Jimmy what? There he is.
You got the superstar Billy Graham
back,
right here in the desert. In the heat.
In the desert, baby.
Sunlight, 197 degrees, and the superstar is not even sweating. I'm the man with the razor blade smile. I'm the man with the dangerous style. I'm the man with the 24-inch pythons. And superstar Billy Graham is back on the WWF.
Well, he's the original.
Iron Sheik.
I know.
The superstar is coming after you.
Wait, why is Iron Sheik an enemy?
What did he do?
He didn't even do anything. Why does everyone have a problem with him?
He's not in that meme.
Yeah.
As we've
He's
said.
Very courteous.
I know.
Unless he you act courteous. Like a big jerk to him and you cheat or something.
Yeah. Other than that, he is courteous.
Yeah.
Nice.
I can never understand that. Like,
he's not that bad.
He's like maybe one of the nicest of the heels. Like, I'm not even joking.
He's very pleasant.
Yeah.
You're right, Gene. I like you. I respect you.
Yeah.
Ken Resnick, I like you. You know,
other he says like I respect a lot of Americans and like all this. Like
he tries.
He even like compliments the audience. Like
you're intelligent.
Yeah.
Beautiful elbow by
Brett. I don't get it.
Cover one.
I don't get why everyone hates
the
guy.
I don't know. I will say this: even though I did develop a perverse like for a karate Billy Graham. It was nice to get like vintage superstar the way he was talking.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
No karate, no more.
Because remember how he talked as karate? He was like,
he's more stern.
My miracles. He was like Ali in 78.
It's a completely different character.
Yeah, it wasn't good. My miracles.
So, how is this going to work though? Because Hulk is now Mr. Pythons. Now the original Pythons is here.
Shouldn't they have brought him back as a heel to feud
with
Hulk?
I agree with that. He should have been like literally like he's ripping me off.
Right.
Like, what the hell?
Beautiful heart attack.
But then what's funny is Mr. Paul Wonderful over here is kind of doing the same thing with the Hulk music and, you know.
True, maybe it's too much of the same thing. I'm the real American.
Right? Like, which is funny because it's like, did they know they were bringing in the actual real, like, original?
The actual Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Or did they start this too late?
They should have gone really meta and had Jesse Ventura feud with Billy Graham about Hulk Hogan.
Maybe.
No,
Winner,
I ripped off
you. Winner gets
you.
To face Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I ripped off you, and you were the original one, but Hogan ripped off me, which
and then
was
Ali
off
can
you.
Be the ref, because he's
and the gorgeous George can go back from the dead and be like, no, I started this shit.
Because
it all goes back to gorgeous George.
The whole the legacy or whatever.
The whole lineage. Is
lineage,
that the word you're looking for?
That's what I'm looking for, yeah.
Yeah, Ollie, he'd be like, no, it was really gorgeous, George.
Yeah.
Hi.
Monday night, August 25th, Madison Square Garden.
Let's go.
Wonderful Kirshner to meet Paul Orndorff. Mr. USA Tony Adams against adorable Adrian Adonis, the American Express, Mike Rotunda, Golden Boy,
American
Danny's
Express, not the U.S. Express.
You can live home without this one.
Bulldogs defend the tag team.
You don't need to see them.
WOR Secaucus proudly.
Yeah.
You know where I was, Kenny? Secaucus.
Savage. I was telling someone Pedro about Morales, that recently.
The one everyone
Caucus.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The giant John Studd and King Kong.
Giant John Studd.
Face the machines.
Ooh, who's next to me?
Hi.
And giant machine.
Yes.
Hi.
If I may.
It's me every time.
Bobby the Brain Heenan has been.
Is a whistle.
Adamant about. He claims he knows exactly who you are.
No way.
And if his
giant
team
Baba
has not been proven,
and Super Machine
it could
Madison
be
Square
giant
Garden
Baba, is what
Monday,
Tanya said.
He will pull the mask off, reveal it, and it would be just an incredible victory for the Brain.
Mr. TV Man, nobody know who I am. I'm a giant machine, and Mr. Bobby Ennin never
not even trying to hide it.
My face before. I'm the giant machine from the island.
He should be like, I've never even met Bobby Heenan. Like,
who's that?
Yeah,
who's
point it? Very clearly who's made he? Indeed. One week from Monday Night Super Machine, you, the giant machine, well, against John Studd and King Kong.
So thus nay, this is our time now to prove.
Axe talking with a Japanese accent is a stupid thing.
Well, I mean, he knew Mr. States. Fuji.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to worry about identity behind the mask.
See.
What they should possibly be worried about.
I love Bill Eady. I don't care.
Is beating they will receive
Bill
in the ring.
Bill Eady is a really underrated right talent in, yes. In retrospect.
He got passed over.
Mr. Wrestling.
He was, no, well, Mass Superstar, yeah.
Mass Superstar, sorry.
He got passed over because he's only known as Axe to most people.
Yeah.
But good lord, was Mass Superstar good.
Mass Superstar was good. This
is good.
Everything he's in is good.
I know. Oh, Quinn. You remember the, right? No, it's someone else. No, it is. It's.
Damn.
It's
this guy
Kaiser.
Yeah, this guy looks.
Yeah.
I didn't see the tats, though, before.
That's him.
Damn.
Here they are.
What is this music?
It's the machines.
Sapporo, Japan.
Oh, it's super wrestling? Just super?
Wow, what is the music, though?
The Super Machine.
Listen to that pop.
Well, because they have cool music.
Well, maybe the big guy with them they're happy to see.
Oh, who's that?
Giant Baba. Fuyu too.
The island of Fuyu too. That's a real place.
No, it's real.
Why is it just Jaws?
You
say?
It is.
Wait, why does? Oh, it's only.
It's only Super.
Super's only wrestling.
I guess Giant.
Damn, this
want
song
to.
Slaps.
I never heard it.
There's like singing and shit.
Good. What a matchup we have here. Ivan McDonald versus Super Machine.
Von Kaiser himself.
I know. Lock up there.
See, this is a jobber that doesn't look like a jobber.
Right.
Like,
shut up, Fink.
I want to know about that. This, even though, like, something's happening.
I feel like we haven't been able to say that since, like, 83.
Yeah,
but shut up,
like,
Fink.
We have, like, a debut here.
Yeah, come on, Finkel.
This is not the time.
It's really not. Dick Kroll is a referee, by the way.
Big Dick.
I would like to get a Johnny V promo.
I would.
Side had like five McDonald. Why not?
No interest in seeing him.
So you want a big Budweiser for the big event, right? That's the.
I think so. Yeah.
That's the beer that you want.
Is that what you're gonna arrange with Ogden?
Well, the last time I think I bought like a few, and I was like, okay, you take your pick, and I'll have the others. So
just a tall boy or whatever.
A Bud.
He's sipping on that. Yeah.
You're gonna need it.
I mean, it's a show, all right.
But he does say crick. I just want to remind you.
Crick.
It's the one line that I remember him saying.
Oh, wait, Bobby.
In the crowd?
Well, maybe if he can get behind the giant machine.
Yeah, is he doing reconnaissance here?
No. I'm thinking he could pretend to be a fan and then rip it off behind his back.
Oh.
Kind of come over.
No, he is taking picture. This is so much better than anyone remembers.
The camera?
Yeah, this is so good. I don't give any kind
it's
of a shit.
Very dumb.
It's so hokey.
I think Adrian Adonis needs to do some investigative reporting about this, too.
If anyone would, it would be Adrian,
yeah.
Right? Yes. Front
maybe
face
he can arrange an interview here and be like, wait a sec, yeah. I heard you're not
you're not
machine.
Really from Japan.
Yeah,
yeah.
That shit.
I'll tell you what, though. What's
I'll tell you one thing.
I'll tell you
I'm
one
from
thing.
Japan.
Hi.
Hi.
What I really like about, someone was saying this on the group recently.
Bobby.
Yeah. Is that they're not treating the audience as stupid. The audience is...
The heels are stupid.
Yeah, but it's not even that the heels aren't stupid.
No, but what I'm saying is like...
They're just fucking with the heels.
Like, the audience is playing along and saying,
yes.
Oh, Bobby, that idiot.
But
like,
Bobby knows.
Yeah, Bobby...
The whole point is Bobby does
the
know.
The heels are right, but everyone's like...
No selling
yeah, them. Yeah,
that's why it works. They're not telling the audience that it's not Andre. Everyone knows.
Boy, Von Kyler's getting effed up here. Like, look at this. He can't even stand no more.
Was that a botch?
No, he was getting woozy like
selling?
Before. I don't know. It,
ooh.
I actually think he got hit or something. He's been he's been on spaghetti legs for the last like minute or so.
Mom spaghetti?
Like
arms are sweaty?
Like
palms are sweaty.
I think he might be concussed.
1-2 swinging neckbreaker gets the
like
win.
Before the Irish whip, he was like all fucked up.
What's ironic is that he's Scottish.
Yeah.
Should have been the Scottish whip.
Mm-hmm.
That's a funny joke.
Spaghetti legs.
You're not impressed.
Yeah.
Lou Albano's still here, by the way.
I mean, he
still managing.
Mr. Fujimoto or whoever gave him the
it's a real person.
Managing rights.
The guy that you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a real person.
Did he invent Mario Kart or something?
No. Okay. That's a different person. The super and giant machines are good. What did that sign say?
I don't know. There was too many words for, like, they only showed it for, like, less than a second.
It was like a paragraph.
Yeah. Like, please read this now with your non-ability to pause in 1986.
Six, yeah.
No DVR DS just yet.
Nope. Oh, look at the super machine.
Super.
He played the slot machines. This is like a Lucky Shevins. What a knock, Brian.
This music is very different from what they've been using for, like, everyone.
For anyone, you mean? Yeah. My favorite is when Paul Orndorff had music and then they forgot about
that
it.
That music was awesome, too. It was, like, annoying.
It was. It was,
it was almost, like, too good.
It was very good. All right.
Just hours away tonight at Nassau Coliseum, the ladies' title, the fabulous Moolah against Robert
like out of breath.
McIntyre, the Intercontinental title.
Coming to tell you about this.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, accompanied by
Jog here.
George the Animal Steel, JYD, Junkyard Dog against
Junkyard Dog.
I was at the urinal and I had to run here.
Coliseum, the Snake Pit match. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, the creature.
Oh, don't we get that at big event?
Jake the Snake Roberts.
We get
and
Jake
Damian.
Versus Ooh.
Games go on, don't they?
Hey.
Is that you that actually set that telegram?
No, it was
Ricky
Damien.
Dragon?
It was Damien that did it. I swear it wasn't me.
And Damien sent the telegram.
Believe me, huh? Believe me, Steamboat, when I tell you that we're waiting. And we will be waiting. We'll be waiting that Coliseum for hours.
I gotta say, he just looks like a freaking face at this point.
You think?
He's just too cool. Like, there's just like...
He is very cool and unique.
Yeah, he's just too cool. Like,
he's acting like an asshole. He is.
This is how, like, face Jake acts, though.
Yeah. He's a precursor to Austin in that way. He didn't change much.
No.
Do you think that, I mean, Austin followed in that, not intentionally, but Austin was in the same vein.
Same idea.
Cool heel.
Yeah, cool hair.
Cool heel. Cool hair.
His hair is cool right now, even.
It's still good.
Like, even his hair is good.
It is good.
It's weird how by the end of the decade, Jake looks like 100 years old.
Yeah. Like, I like when he's like 41, he looks a million.
Yeah.
What happened?
Horrible.
I know what happened.
Drugs.
Yeah, the drugs.
Remember this.
He wasn't even old.
No. Remember this. Nothing is barred. Anything goes.
Nothing is
so you
hard.
People that are sitting at home right now.
Right.
It's just weird to think that Jake wasn't always like a really ugly looking dude. Like, he actually was like a pretty normal looking person.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be pretty. Because the creature's gotta go. You know what I mean?
Creatures.
It's gotta go for good.
By like the early 90s, he just looked disgusting.
Yes.
Like,
yes, he did. All right. Oh, yeah, here we go. Is that Mac? I can't see anything. Oh, Crick.
Yeah, Crick. But it is Mac,
though. Is that Mario Mancini?
Yeah.
Why is he wearing, like, swim trunks?
It doesn't matter.
I guess Valentine's got a better robe.
I hope Mac beats these guys.
He won't.
Get ready for it.
Valentine will save the day.
I don't know. Even he looks tired of this.
He's very grumpy today. Well, it's because, as we mentioned, this team is going
here we go,
nowhere.
Here we go. Oh, no. Not that.
By the way, Johnny V is clean-shaven now.
It happens.
I don't like it as much.
And Mario Mancini.
He's good.
He's not the star of the team.
No, Mac is the captain.
Yeah, Mac is definitely the captain.
Is.
Here we go.
For Ruben.
Jose Luis Rivera.
Ole.
He did a... Did you see it? Like, he did like a little...
Yeah, he always does it.
No, but he did it with his mouth. Watch. I never noticed him do that.
He always does it.
I didn't ever notice.
He always does it. That's his signature job.
Well, I mean, I know he does the
finger
gun.
The wet bandits. That's his wet bandits
That's our
thing.
Calling card.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to go in there and you're going to win the match.
Was Mac Ferrera secretly like a big deal in Puerto Rico or something that we're not aware of?
No.
Like, was he like the world WWC something or other?
No, but he might have won WWF's 3.
That's not inaccurate. I'm just saying that it's a very astute fan.
If any trio is the Three Stooges, it would be the Dream Team, right?
Yeah.
Fuck off, Fink.
He's all over this episode.
Too much.
Get out of here, man.
Valentine in the red trunks here, going to work on, I think that's Mac. I can't see. Yeah, that's Mac.
God, here I'm so tired cake. Of Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what he needs to do is turn face and go to Barber College.
Yeah, he's just... I just have no patience for him anymore.
I've had enough of it.
Yeah.
I still don't think he's been very good in the almost 2 years that he's been here. Right?
Maybe a repackaging will...
What a package.
...will help him.
What a repackage.
Yeah.
I think, if anything, this team has shown how valuable Greg Valentine is.
Yeah, but also this team is, like, wasting Valentine's time that he could be feuding with somebody else.
For the IC title or something? Yes.
I'm telling you, like, this is a waste of his time at this point. The fact that this went on after they lost the titles for an entire year is insane.
When did they lose the titles again?
WrestleMania,
right? So that's April.
They don't break up until WrestleMania 3.
It's a year,
3.
You're right. It's a
year. Whole fucking year of this
it's
shit.
It's a long time.
It's crazy.
They're like extra crust by early 87, though.
They're big time crust here already.
You think they're already in crust
mode? Oh, they're
mode?
Crust. Big crust.
They are. They're crust. You're right. I can't argue with you. They're definitely
in crust. Cheesy bread crust.
Oh, like the chewy one from Kmart?
Yeah, not the good one.
The Kmart Little Caesars?
Yeah. God, that was the worst. I used to hate that place.
Why did it hurt your teeth?
I went there once and I said never again. Even this was like in the late 90s.
Yeah, same here. It was like 96.
So,
and I'm
like so bad.
Never eating this again, Mom.
Yeah.
Beefcake hammering away on Mancini.
Why was that Kmart all like... In one sense, it was, like, really big and had a lot of shit, and it was actually good. In another sense, it was, like, just so dirty that you were like, I don't even want to be in here.
Well, it's a Kmart. Do you remember the...
It somehow was both, though. Like
it was both.
It was the biggest Kmart I'd ever been in my life. A lot of other Kmarts were not that big.
Yeah, it was a nice size one. Valentine with the shoulder breaker. Do you remember until about 94, maybe 95, they had a restaurant in that Kmart before the Little Caesars? It was, like, in the back more.
Uh-huh.
That was
like
better.
Plants or something in front of it. I know what you're talking about. I don't remember what it was called.
Me neither.
Why anybody would go to a restaurant in Kmart is beyond me.
My godmother took me there. Ugh. It wasn't bad. I had a burger.
Remember how you go to the Seville Diner? Or not the Seville.
Before the guy got shot, the owner got shot in the parking lot.
And it had like the cigarette vending machine in the
Greg.
Front.
Until 2004 when it shut down.
I could not believe how long that thing lasted. And it was like the 1950s kind where you like pull the little...
Yeah, it was like mechanical and shit. Like, had Winston's in there for like 89 cents a pack. That's how old it was.
Crazy.
Anyway, the Dream Team won with the figure four. Again, Valentine doing all the work.
I couldn't believe they were like allowed. There was certain points where I was like, I can't even believe this is like allowed to be here.
Yeah, it
like,
was a little weird, man.
It was like way beyond like when it should have been.
Do you remember that diner, the Seville, when it had the jukeboxes on the table?
It did, yeah.
I loved that era.
I mean, that diner used to be okay, and then it just fell down the stairs once that guy got shot there. Like, it never recovered.
The owner. But this is real. I'm not making this up, folks. This really happened. I never went there again.
But it was one of the better diners in the area. Like, it put a big fight against the Colonial.
Yeah, those are the competing north and south ends of the highway.
Right.
Within the same town.
Yes. And, like, but the Seville was no slouch. But then
it was a contender.
Then it became a huge slouch.
Oh, it's like, slouch-a-mania.
It was such a downfall after the shots.
Yeah.
It's real.
It is real. All right, the flower shop.
Flower shop's back.
Who do we have?
To the flower shop. Adorable.
Welcome to the flower shop.
It's good.
Oh, thank you. Once
lovely
again.
As usual.
Yep.
Moo Moo.
On this week's show, I have one of the most spectacular athletes in the WWF today. You might say he is magnificent in everything.
Oh, okay.
From surfing to talking.
His good friend, Magnificent Morocco.
I like that Morocco's not doing anything lately, by the way.
He's too big a deal.
Is he retired?
No. It's not that he's retired, Joe. It's that, like... Whoa! Okay, that was a surprise.
How are you? Where have you been?
Hello, how are you? I would like to say that you have been doing a tremendous job in my absence.
He has.
And I would like to thank you for taking it over, but I'm here to take my show back, and the first thing that has to go...
Hey. Now this is very nice.
This is facey, Joe.
Yeah, that's not nice.
I know summer rerun. This is now the flower shop. The contract states that this is the flower shop on this show permanently, my friend.
Sounds reasonable.
Wait a second, though.
Wait a second.
That was only while Piper was away.
Something.
I don't know.
I invented this.
He did.
Buddy Rogers did.
Invented it.
Oh, yeah, but Rogers Corner.
We're talking
what is this?
We're talking the
pink hat, Joe. It's here. He didn't have it last week.
You're right.
Hi, AC. AC? Did I get that right? They call you AC now? What are you doing?
man. What are you doing?
Money is the
money, Daddy.
Money, Daddy.
You were paying me peanuts compared to what Jimmy and Adrian are paying me, man.
Oh, they're paying him.
What are they paying him?
Tell me something.
Jimmy does take care of his guys. Yep. Unlike some of the other managers.
It's true. He's not. Piper's not being very nice.
It's dollars and cents.
This is the flower shop, man. You wasn't fired out here. This is the flower shop.
He's so defensive of his men.
I'm kind of on Jimmy and Adrian's side here.
But, like, wasn't the coat and all that shit, like, it was like the passing on, and they were friends.
I'm giving you a chance.
Pause.
There was no passing on. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but remember the coat? Adrian gave Piper the coat?
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with the flower shop.
I mean, I feel like Adrian was a good friend of Piper due to the coat thing.
Yeah, but Piper disappeared, so they gave Adrian the show.
But I think Adrian was just supposed to fill in. Right, like it was understood that Piper would be back. That was said.
If that's the case, this is not the venue to do this in. You don't do this in public.
Well,
isn't this a little uncouth?
Well, maybe Piper tried to in the back, and then and you know how Piper is. I mean, if you blow him off, he'll get all pissy.
If you blow the smoke in his face,
and he can't say, you know what? I'm good friends with Don Morocco too. To say, Don, let me come out here and talk to this guy. Maybe that's what happened.
I'm a little skeptical on this one.
Same.
Just tell you.
Come with me or stay with him.
Wait, you ain't taking nothing, man.
Shut up!
Hey!
Shut up!
Isn't he blowing this a little out of proportion?
They took his shit, Joe.
No, they didn't.
I want to tell you something, mister. If you choose to stay here, maybe we got a case of AC Deucey. And what it looks like is birds of a feather flock together here, brother.
That's not very nice.
When Piper was about to beat him up.
I don't think that was a little bit of an overreaction.
I'm just saying, Roddy Piper's not the guy you want to upset.
No, he isn't. What is this fucking... Why is
I don't
this
know. Who
six
are
man?
These people?
George Leach? Who?
Look at this fat boy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Grandma Leach.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, the Mert Man! Heel jobber Joe Murdo.
No Mert Man.
And Terry P.S. Gibbs. Purely shitty. Good, but purely sticky.
Who's fighting them?
I don't know.
No. No, thank you.
No one wants this. Wait, and...
It's Tama, baby.
Okay, get Offie out of here now. Yeah. This is like the passing of the torch, right?
Yeah, dog.
What up, motherfucker?
Yeah, this guy's awesome.
All right, so those of you on the audio, it's Offie, but it's Tama and Haku. So you know what this means. They're going to just
They're
going
to get rid of CV Offie yes. very soon. Because Tama's way... Look, they're fucking cheering Tama.
Because he's still the Tonga Kid.
Yeah, the return, baby.
Of the Tonga Kid. Look! Look how good
he's getting a pop. They remember Pepperidge Farms remembers.
Remember how over he was?
Yeah, people loved him. He was dope. With the body slam, man.
Oh, so yeah. Yeah, we don't need Offie for this.
Yeah. Oh, great. I'm on my way. Thanks.
I remember when he fought the Piper.
It was on his show like a fucking year ago. Or
I remember the Roddy Piper and Jimmy Snuka.
Tama, baby.
Oh, that's great.
Wow, look
Hell
at him.
Yeah.
He's all peppy.
Lock up here, Haku and Murdo, the strong men of their teams, Quinn.
So why was Tama gone? What happened?
Wasn't it a drug thing or some weird thing in 85?
I don't know. He was over as hell when he left.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Look at
like
Haku.
We were like legit surprised that he was like getting a poosh and everything.
That whole run was completely erased from any history that's ever
from
retold.
Like existence. Yeah.
He was awesome. Murdo, big man, shove off there though by King Tonga.
I think the Mert Man was around back when Tama was here though.
Yeah, Mert's been around. He was a face back then though.
What?
He was. I don't know why you don't believe me that Joe Murdo's a heel.
Is this a jobber, Joe?
Heel jobber. Here comes Terry Gibbs, another heel jobber. Oh shit, right on the Tonga Kid.
Why can't you accept that these guys are just whatever they want them to be? Like they're nothing. They're nothing.
Because I'm right and you're wrong. Steve Lombardi, heel jobber. Terry Gibbs, heel jobber.
So what's Leech then? Is he a heel jobber?
He's new, but I'm assuming he's a heel. Mac Rivera, face jobber. Why is this hard for you? Mario Mancini, face jobber.
I just think it's just whatever position,
but
they're,
but the
whatever side they're
things
on.
Things that happen don't substantiate.
I understand that some of you folks really like this heel face.
This is where I need Christian Ouellette to set Quinn straight.
They're not worthy of being heels or faces. They're just there to lose, Joe.
Tonga Kid in the ring now with Terry Gibbs. He's so good. And Afi here to ruin the fun. Afi is so shitty.
God, he's just the worst shit.
No one ever wanted him.
He's literally the worst thing I've ever seen.
Hold that thought, Quinn, because I think the worst thing we've ever seen is coming up in 1 second here in a box.
Wrestling star decided to join forces.
You've never seen a more exciting bunch. Siva Afi and two Tongas ought to have a hooky love. So how would you like a nice Hawaiian punch?
Get out of here! Just get him out of here!
I hate the way he does poetry.
I
should write one about him.
It's almost like he should be a heel or something, right?
Seriously, that'd be a genius idea.
Yeah.
Lanny Poffo was a jobber until he turned heel.
You know what's really funny? I feel like Lanny Poffo hasn't wrestled in like 100 years. Like, he's just always in a box saying stuff.
I'd rather see him wrestle because he's good at that. I don't want to hear him do poetry. Body slam by Haku, power slam actually, on George Leach.
I could be mistaken. Was he here last week? Did he do the poetry in the ring, or was he in the box again? I don't remember.
I feel
like he's been in the box every single week, and I hate it.
He's like Marcel Marceau. Stay in the fucking box. George Leach.
At least he's contained.
It's true.
You know, they could just turn his audio off. That would be helpful.
George Leach looks like a combination of John Adams and Ramblin' Ricky Rhodes version of Ric Flair.
He reminds me a lot of the blow away diet guy.
Yeah, Buddy Rose. Beautiful splash by Tonga.
I mean,
yeah.
You mean Tama?
Look, no, Tonga Kid.
Look at the pop right now for this guy. They fucking know, man.
He's got charisma. Look at him. Yeah, baby. Afi's been here a year, and he's always like. Off, he's like,
yeah.
He comes out and everyone's like,
Can I just say, is Tama in the what, the Rock family or whatever? Is he part of this?
Yeah.
He's in it?
Yeah, he's a...
He's like Roman Reigns' pappy or whatever.
He's a Fatu. Like, okay. He's the brother of the Fatu.
What is he, Roman Reigns' grandpa? What is he?
I don't remember, but he's Rikishi's brother.
He's Rikishi's brother. And Roman Reigns is whose son? Which one is it?
Sika.
Sika's son.
I don't remember Sika, off the top of my head.
How is Sika related to Tama?
They're all related.
I know. I just can't remember
the relations.
Haku's technically, he's just like a family friend or some shit, right?
Yeah, he's from Tonga, not Samoa.
Yeah, but they pretend like he's like part of it
or
something.
They put Snuka in that too. He's from Fiji.
Yeah.
And he also killed someone.
But that's more because of Siwi Afi, in my opinion, than it is. They like retcon that like Jimmy Snuka's experiences were all like,
yeah.
Like that like Siwi Afi is like some manifestation of him or something.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
They also, like, at one point, they tried to shoehorn the Barbarian into all this, but I don't think they did. They tried to
pretend that Barbarian's, like, part of their family.
Right, but he's
like,
not. Who's that?
Who's this dude? Oh, it's Tony Atlas, just with pants on.
That's, yes, proudly from Roanoke. Who's he fighting? Hercules?
Yeah.
Now, is he going to come out with Slick? We'll have to find out. This is the big test.
I don't think so. They didn't say.
Glassie never said.
His opponent will be led towards the ring by Slick.
Okay.
Wait a sec.
So he
okay,
did.
So wait, can I got a question then?
Yes.
Pause it.
Sure.
Is the connotation that Blassie sold 100% of Hercules to Slick? Because there is like no mention of Blassie here. Like it's just a straight switch.
Maybe Vince will say something.
Yeah.
He might say something in all seriousness, because I don't know.
This might be just a straight up sell. Like not 50% or anything.
We'll find out. Well, Bruno.
Slick. And of course, Hercules Hernandez. What a matchup here.
They're not going to say.
We get nothing. It is odd, though, because Blassie explicitly said 50% of the Sheik and Volkoff.
He did not say Hercules.
He didn't.
I wonder just how much he paid for half of the contract on Volkoff, Sheik, and Hernandez.
So they retconned it in.
That's a big retcon. They did not say that even Hercules was like up for grabs.
Did Blassie just forget to say Hercules?
He's an older gentleman.
It's possible, right? Seriously, maybe he just forgot.
Or maybe it wasn't the original plan, and maybe Blassie's like, Vince, I'm leaving.
Yeah, maybe.
You didn't do the Hercules thing. Like, it's like, Vinny. Vinny.
All right, but two power.
Vince, I'm going to Boca.
I'm going to Boca, Vinny.
Don't go Boca Vista.
Don't pick a Visto. Look at Slick. He
what,
is.
What if Blassie's already, like, picking houses, and he's like, I can't show up for this fucking
thing. I'm not doing this.
I'm going house shopping
Come
to retire.
On, send the new guy.
Yeah.
Look at this powerhouse matchup here. Two big meaty men slapping
I really can,
meat.
Like, envision Blassie, like, picking his retirement home, like, this week. Like, literally, like, looking around, like, doing house shopping.
Yeah.
Like, down in Boca.
What? Specifically Boca?
Yeah.
With Morty
I'm
Seinfeld.
Fucking retiring here. How'd you forget Hercules? Fucking idiot.
You fucking idiot. All right. Side headlock here by Herc.
A man who's going to be making his debut soon in the World Wrestling what? Federation. Here we go now with the Honky Tonk Man.
Are we on?
Worse than a Honky Tonk Man.
Paige here.
Coming to the WWE, the Honky Tonk Man.
Turn the crowd audio down.
Getting on about 18 cylinders right now. You know, I've been up 48 hours. I didn't sleep at all last night. I walked the floor over every woman in town. You know, the Honky Tonk Man's here for one reason, and one reason only.
Okay.
Because Hulk Hogan, the Huckster, called him. He said, Honky Tonk Man, we want to restore law and order to the WWE. I need some help, so get yourself
Wait,
up
he's a
here.
Good guy?
I'll battle a great dog, and here I am, baby.
Oh,
Ooh,
yeah.
Mercy.
Yes.
He's Hulk's friend?
Hulk Hogan's friend, the Honky Tonk Man.
Huh?
That's gonna that'll work out.
I don't get it, Joe. I thought he was a bad guy he just sounded like one, and then he's
yeah,
like, then
looks like one too.
Then right at the end, he goes like, Hulk Hogan called me, and he told me we got to restore law and order
yeah,
here.
I'm sure that's who Hulk Hogan's calling for help. The Hulk? Guy in the
is
gold LeMay jumpsuit.
Is that to support him against Paul Orndorff?
Imagine
what.
That's
what the fuck?
What a horrible way to debut! Like the promo, he's
just
like
in a box,
and he's just like,
wait, no, he's just like, are we on?
Woo! Honky Tonk Man puns on songs that
somebody
aren't
like,
by Elvis.
Why didn't they edit that? Because it's like somebody just gave the cue at the wrong time or something.
Yeah,
or are the In the Boxes
that.
Live or something?
No! Like, none of this show is live.
Yeah, but I mean, are the In the Boxes like inserted over the
you mean
regular...
live to tape?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, this is taped, but the boxes are live.
Get out of here, Quinn.
Like, did they really think maybe they could pull that off? Like, so that it would be up to date or whatever.
Someone just was not paying attention.
Yeah.
Corner whip by Atlas. Big fist to the gut. Hernandez in trouble here, Quinn.
Slick
is,
better do something.
Will he? We'll see his prowess as a manager here. Atlas with a back suplex.
I mean, this was the risk in facing a guy that's not a jobber, this, technically.
Look at the sign, Herc the Jerk up there.
Wow.
Yeah, let me point to my monitor because everyone can
but
see that.
But here's the thing, is that that's the actual Hercules, so I don't know. Like,
oh, yeah, we found that out.
Tony Atlas might... You know, he could just get strength out of nowhere from Zeus or whatever.
True, but he's the actual Atlas, isn't he?
They've never said that. It's just his last name.
Oh, I'm just inferring.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's a coincidence.
All right, some guidance here from Slick. Oh, wait, Atlas grabbing Hernandez by the hair.
I think he got something.
Did he? Oh, no! Atlas in the knee with the cane. Did Slick cover? 1, 2, 3, and Hercules
wow.
wins.
This guy's pretty slick to pull that off.
Good thing that's his name,
yeah.
man. Now, that is some bullshit. That's not how you win matches. Look at this. A brawl. A brouhaha, Quinn.
Wow. Interesting.
Things are actually happening on this show.
Yeah, look at this.
We got Billy Graham.
This almost could be a feud. Actually,
I'm fine with it. I'm not even kidding.
He kind of... I'm telling you, Tony Atlas got the screw there.
There was some screw.
Like, he actually had Hercules finished off.
Yeah.
Like,
he... Yes, he was in major trouble. And Slick actually whacked Atlas with a cane.
Yeah.
Not nice. I think we're at the end of the championship already. This flew
by. I mean,
by.
They hyped this like it was the main event or something. They said
True.
It at the beginning.
Next week on the wrestling.
Next week on the wrestling. It might not be called this anymore.
I hope we're like not getting TNT or anything.
That's not canceled yet?
Soon.
It was canceled.
I think it's September is the last episode. We're getting
Damn.
There. We're getting there, though.
It's like, come on, dude. Just get rid of this.
Then at least there's never the threat of having to see it again.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Goodness.
It's been a
you
long...
You know Richard's going to put the like last one on. We're going to have to deal with... Isn't the last one horrible? Isn't that the one with the belly dancing or whatever?
What?
The one that we had to review.
Did we do... I don't think we did the last one,
it
did
was
we?
Like, some kind of dancing?
We did Adrian's fashion show.
Yeah, but that was all... It was dancing and Adrian. It was like both.
It was horrible.
It was a terrible episode.
Yeah, that might have been one of the last ones. Yeah, here, Ted Reznor.
1 week from Monday, Monday night, August 25th, Madison Square Garden.
My hair's blonde.
Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
That looked like Ken if he went through a lawnmower.
Mr. USA, Tony Atlas against
Mr. USA.
The British Bulldog. He does this thing with his mouth where, like, kind of like, he's like doing this like sly smile or something.
Pork chops and applesauce.
Yeah.
The Macho Man Randy Savage.
The Macho Man.
Against former Intercontinental Champion Pedro Morales, the one you've all been waiting for. The giant John Studd and King Kong Bundy against the incredible machines from Japan.
I think it's because he does so many of these per day that he's just like,
sounds like he's out of breath always.
Yeah. He does.
Well, there's Blassie.
All right, look at this.
50%.
Blasty. Look at it!
And slick. I just want to let the people know one thing. Madison Square Garden will never be the same after these two teams hit the ring. But I promise you that Nikolai Volkov and the Iron Sheik will emerge victorious.
Mm-hmm.
Strong work.
The Masters of Disaster. Nikolai Volkov and the Iron Sheik, next World Tag Team Champions.
Well, Nikolai Volkov, you must agree, the American Express has certainly been on a tear.
Ken Reznick, I respect
American,
you.
No, don't worry about American Express. As I'm concerned, me and my partner, Iron Sheik, we are still the world
Iron Sheik. Yes.
Champion.
Look at all of these people.
It's such a crew.
Yeah.
Right now, we're working out have 7 hours a day.
Where are you looking, Nikolai?
Rotundo is probably
I think he thinks the camera's down there.
Sheik probably still hates Rotundo.
Madison Square Garden. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum. Intelligent Jewish people, Arabian people, Iranian people, Russia, they know about background of the Iron Sheik. What was in Madison Square Garden. Now, for one more time, we prove it to the American, the Russia, and Iran gonna be number one. Cameraman, zoom.
So,
one
zoom
from Monday night.
I'm very disappointed that he didn't call out Rotundo.
Yeah.
For
I still wanted the respect.
Yeah, we didn't get respect. Next, we got Russell and Brutto.
Andre the Giant is one of the machines.
If he is or not, I'm not
I don't, I'm not convinced.
The obvious is, I don't know.
Not sure about that.
Gorilla's like, you don't know, Brain.
Yeah.
The deadpan.
Yeah, Gorilla. That's Giant Baba, Brain.
You haven't proven, Brain.
Yeah.
Next week, we saw surprise visit, Roddy Piper in the flower
shop. That was out of nowhere. I did not see that coming.
Things are happening.
But didn't we know Piper was at some house show or something? Didn't he, like, didn't Ken?
The King of the Ring.
Roddy Piper's back.
Yeah, he'll be at the Killer Ring.
That was, like, weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
So Piper's been probably on the road. He's probably been back for a while.
I don't remember.
They just didn't put him on TV.
They didn't put him on TV.
He wasn't technically really gone for that long.
It's like 4 months.
Yeah, no, I don't even think, like, you're counting the TV. I'm saying if he was back like a month ago, he maybe had gone for like 2 months. Like, for reals.
Like three, maybe.
Yeah, like, I don't think he was off the road very long.
Yeah, probably about 3 months. Yeah.
Plus, words of advice from the Honky Tonk Man.
No!
Words of advice?
I don't want
to. Why does he have to give us advice? I don't even know it. I don't know this guy.
I don't want to take advice from him. Oh, fucking action.
Oh. We'll get you back up into the ring in just a moment or two for more exciting
fucking
action.
I feel like you've cursed us to see TNT at this point.
I hope not.
Miscarriage of justice in the Boston
Garden. What a bunch
Garden.
Of bullshit!
How can you start this show without your host?
Where was Bobby?
I don't know.
How can you start without me? How
it's,
far
it's
have
quite
you
easy. Believe me, it is very easy. Where have you been?
Where have I been?
Putting
I've been
doing
some very important business.
Well, would you like to tell us about it? Why you're late? It's very important that you be on time here when we do this prime time.
Everything is supposed to be held up for the host, you know. I'm on the phone with Jack Tunney. In a conference call with my attorney, myself, and Jack Tunney in Toronto.
Okay.
Having problems.
Okay. Discussing the giant super machines.
You're having problems.
No Jack Tunney. Never
what do you mean, no
the
Jack
phone. I was put on hold by his office.
That's not nice.
The
not
usual
the first time
for
you've
brain.
Been put on hold, is
yeah,
it?
Right?
Well, it'll be the last time, I guarantee you that.
All right, we're back.
Let's get to ringside now for this tag match.
Wait a minute.
Like he's the host.
Such a big hurry to get to ringside for. You never wanted to turn around before.
I like to keep the show moving. I like to keep the show going. You bog it down.
Well,
let's
tell you,
turn
if
around.
You get here on time sometimes, it might keep
Brain
the show moving.
You know, being more hosty suddenly.
Yeah.
I can't just be
trying to move
the
along.
Show and conduct my other business, too. It's very
you
hard.
You are so bent out of shape, Bobby the Brain Heenan. I can't believe it. Over what's going on in the World Wrestling Federation today, you're in deep mentally. You're in deep trouble. You want to go to the ring right now.
Killer
well,
bees,
it's not time
Les
to go
and burial.
Wait a minute.
Oop.
It's. I'll tell you when it's time to go to the ring.
You tell me.
Absolutely.
The host of the show?
Ever since you started on Primetime Wrestling, you never want to turn around. Wrestling fans, let's go to ringside right now for this tag match.
He just takes over just to send it.
That's great.
I saw he had something on his back. That's funny.
That's
hot and heavy. What are you doing? The match is over.
That's why he wanted to turn around.
The match is over. We're up here now.
Well, I know where we are. I just kind of like convey a message to the people.
You have something you want to convey?
I think we know where I'm coming from. Let's put it that way.
Boy, you're very happy this week. You're really excited about something. Maybe
pull
you know
one over Gorilla.
I know a lot of things you don't know.
You know, maybe Stud and Bundy got something cooking that you'd like to enlighten the wrestling world about.
No, we're just going to take mask off Andre the Giant and Super Sap as partner. That's all.
Andre
Super
the Giant doesn't have any mask on that I know of. What is wrong with you? You're always...
Yeah, and I'm not the host either, huh?
Well, whatever. I don't know. But we have plenty of exciting things. Excuse me. Okay. I'll take care of that. It's just a little... I have my little messengers, too. Right now, we're going to go to Ken Resnick.
What the hell?
I like this little
special interview.
Plot, you know?
This is like the first plot on this show.
It is.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you very much.
I'm still here.
Bobby Heenan, certainly not wanting to slight you in the least.
Bobby Heenan's
sure
a piece of shit.
That the Intercontinental Champion, the Macho Man, Randy Savage, is indeed one of the most colorful wrestlers in all the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
But Macho Pass Man, the frame for no reason.
It seems you are in a very unique situation as a champion in that, one, you are forced... And I do mean forced, as you try and seem to have as few title matches as possible.
Ooh, let that slide right there. Go ahead.
I would not say things like this to Macho Man.
Not nice.
He is kind of a psycho.
At the same time, you are also finding yourself in the position of a pursuer chasing Hulk Hogan for the world.
Still.
Man, this guy here does a lot of talking. Talk about a filibuster, man. Let's send him to Congress. Yeah, Mr. TV announcer, man. You
he
talk
does look
fine.
Like a congressman.
And you
he
go
does.
On and on and on. And your point is not well taken, yeah. Special man Randy Savage is number one in professional wrestling.
One.
And me, with this bar of soap, symbolically sticks the soap in your pocket right there. In this pocket, doesn't that look really, really, really nice?
Does look clean.
Right now, yeah, I am. I'm taking every challenge.
I like when he brings props. It's like Carrot Top.
That was trademark is to bring props.
Coffee,
garbage can.
Putting him down with that big elbow right there, and pinning him 1, 2, 3. And now.
He doesn't know what he was going to say.
How much longer can Hulk Hogan hide behind
I love
the
it.
Side?
It's still
and
going.
He's the greatest wrestler going.
We're like heading to the back half of 86, and he's still talking about Hulk Hogan.
Still.
Is the strongest force around. And
strongest force in wrestling, the Macho Man.
And cannot be denied. How do you like that?
I'll say this. You don't get to the top by pretending that you're like a mid-carder or something.
That's a good point, Quinn. That's what I think is great about him.
Yeah.
And what an impressive... What is it?
Oh, my mic.
Having a mic problem here?
No, this is what Gorilla set up here.
Yeah, look.
I put it back on one time.
It was a little check there.
It's okay. I put it back on. Kerwin said it's okay.
Oh, great.
Well,
you're not cutting off my audio. I hope that people will be able to hear
me. Did he rearrange the letters, perhaps?
You're creating all kinds of problems here that make me do extra work to
alleviate. Hey, you buy microphones at Discount Unlimited, and they expect me to stand out here and do a proper television production here.
You know, don't I have enough things?
Am I on?
Is he all right?
Am I on?
Yeah, he's fine. I don't have enough things to do, right? I got to go
see, I think that he did something with the letters.
To keep you in line.
Well, you know, one thing out here, I want my mic proper. I want people to hear me. I don't want to make a fool out of myself.
Well, you've done that before.
He said that, Joe. Here we go.
Do it again, and maybe you'll do it again this week. Wrestling fans, still plenty of exciting action to come. We're back.
British Bulldogs in action. Let's go to the ring.
He wants to turn around.
What is it with you?
Do you mind? First of all, these people sit home with nothing important in life to do. So if I drag on and you drag on.
If they're watching primetime, it's something important.
Yeah, but I mean, they have no really niche in life or nothing to do. I'm trying to speed up their day. Let's go to ringside.
British Bulldogs, the World Wrestling Federation
tag
team
right.
champions in action. The Brain wants to go. He can go anytime he wants to go.
Let's
We're going to go down
zero.
To
zero.
Right now. See this exciting tag match.
This tag team match is scheduled for one fall.
The Boston Gardens.
Bobby, answer me something here. The match is over.
I know.
The British Bulldogs got to be a little bit confused at this point.
Thinks he's hot shit.
Their yep.
manager, this is cute. Captain Louis Albano.
What's
Louis.
The part three of this? Like where Bobby looks like a dumbass.
Yeah, where's the payoff?
The machines present a problem for the British Bulldogs should they be deemed number one challengers and get a shout out. Well, where does Lou go as a manager in that type of match? In which corner would he go?
Well, my prediction is that Lou Albano should go right down the Bemis with a double flush. Let me explain something to you.
The Bemis.
You strive for one thing in this world.
The hell's the Bemis?
To be the best at whatever you do.
Absolutely.
To be a champion. That's the only reason most people wrestle. Because they want to be champion of the world.
Bemis.
Right. He's going to go right
Had
down
they
the Bemis.
Talked once about wrestling the British Bulldogs, the Japanese team? No. See, they're not here for any purpose but to get rid of Stud and Bundy and myself.
That's it's true. Andre they're not going for the title.
The team hot on everyone's trail is the Moondogs, and rightfully so.
Hot on
former.
Everyone's trail, the Moondogs, Joe.
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean?
You want to go? Let's go.
I've been singing the praises, Joe.
To my right, tag team.
We don't have to watch this.
Jimmy Hart's their manager now?
Wait, what?
From Quebec, Canada.
Excuse me?
See, Jimmy Hart knows.
Nelson Velu.
Nelson Velu. Hi, Christian.
That's why this is here. Jimmy Hart is now managing the Moondogs.
I guess.
Update, Joe.
Yes, and Sir Jordan.
Their
opponents are now under the management of the Mountain.
Good!
This is very good.
Very good.
Jimmy Hart.
Moondogs, baby.
Jimmy Hart makes all the right choices, I'll say.
I know.
He might secretly be the best manager.
He has no prejudice. He has no bias.
This was a good call. These guys were just sitting here waiting to be scooped up.
Yep, they need direction, too, yeah. So this is perfect. Look, even Rex has a bone now, Quinn.
Yeah, I'm sure Jimmy was like, you gotta be the same, baby!
Where's your jeans, baby? We gotta cut off those knees, baby.
Gotta go back to your roots, baby, Rex!
You can't be wearing regular tights, baby.
It's so good.
Who's on commentary? And a very strong team. This is from Poughkeepsie, though, right?
Wow, the Moondogs are gonna win a match and everything? This is unbelievable.
It's been a long time.
See, I'll tell you what, the minute you get Jimmy Hart, things start turning around. You ain't being a jobber no more.
He's a great manager.
Spotty's been dealing with some bullshit for the last, like, 2 years.
Yeah, Spotty's been getting the fuck. I'm glad they're nice to see them as a united force. What? Yeah. Could he stop?
Nice to see them have a manager. Like, they matter.
That was very unexpected. How long does that last? Like a month?
I hope it's longer.
I don't think it's that long.
I hope it's like the rest of 86 and nobody knows about it. It's like this big secret.
I didn't know about it.
This is the stuff that we wanted, though, Joe.
Yes.
Remember we said that, like, was like, what like, weird shit happened in 86 that we didn't know about?
I didn't know this.
Here you go. Moondogs have a manager in Jimmy Hart.
I'm pretty sure he's not their manager within, like, 2 months, though.
Wow, he just decked fucking Judon or whoever. What's his name?
I don't know.
Fafu?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Valu.
Or maybe this is Fafu?
Valu, no,
I don't know. I don't even know which one's which.
That's Baguette. Okay. Beautiful power slam there by Rexy. One. Two.
Oh, he lifted. No, he lifted him up.
Rex.
They're playing with their food. With their dogs, you see.
Now, is Rex still the captain? Yeah.
Sadly.
Spotty's just not captain
material.
I think
Jimmy's now the captain, because I don't think Rex is even the captain.
That's true. Spotty got the pin.
Look at this, Joe. Look what Jimmy Hart has done.
Very proud.
Favorite manager still.
I like how Spot is the only one that cares about this gimmick, though.
He loves it.
He loves it. Look at him.
It's his thing.
I know. Remember when he was in TNA?
Yeah.
It's real.
He never goes away. He's probably still around somewhere.
Isn't that just very incongruous, though? Like, Moondog Spot in TNA.
He lives on the moon. He can do whatever he wants.
True.
And that is one Paul Orndorff. He's got to be not sleeping too well at night.
Oh, he's sleeping fine.
He's getting eight, ten hours a night.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
He's the one that's soaking wet with his own sweat. He's the one that's worried about Paul Orndorff. He's talking about how he let the little Hulksters down. How Hulkamania is alive and still
Orndorff.
Hulkamania is just about over with. We're going to just put a couple more nails in that box, and there's going to be a new world
champion. Just like you, Bobby. Maybe he bit off more than he could chew. You were very happy this week. You're thrilled to update.
Oh, here.
You think I don't know what's going down here on my own program,
don't you? Are you kidding? Well, soon when you get up, I've been up.
You think I don't know what's on the back of your jacket?
Well, I know what's on the back of my jacket.
Well, so do I, and so all the thousands of wrestling fans out there.
And exactly what it says, that's what it is. That's me.
It exemplifies exactly what you are to the entire wrestling world.
Well, thank you for admitting it.
Well,
For once, I got my point across.
Well, I'm just thrilled.
You got to get up pretty early in the morning to outsmart the brain.
You're absolutely right. You're just something else. Bobby the Brain Heenan, just an unbelievable individual to have to deal with on a continuing basis.
That's true.
However, he's starting to get tired of him, but he still laughs about it, you know, in kayfabe.
I like a man who admits that. Right now, wrestling fans, it's time to say so long for Primetime Wrestling. Gorilla Monsoon.
One more turn.
Bobby O.
What if it says something even worse or something?
Yeah. What if it says, like, fart?
Yeah.
No, there's no payoff, which makes it better, actually.
It's just...
Oh, man!
No.
TNT, what they're doing...
I thought this was over, Joe.
Oh, God. I was working that out. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Mr. Fuji, but I spent 3 weeks...
That's fine, then.
...down in the great state of Arizona, down in Phoenix.
Really?
Phoenix.
Really enjoy it.
With Billy Dream.
How long were we down there?
2 days, Gene.
2 days.
3 weeks.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. You know that.
Did the set change again? Like, the backdrop's different.
Yes.
Surprise.
Why are they changing things this late?
Like, yeah, like, they're on their dying days here.
A new protege.
A new wrestler?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, I'm excited.
Very good. Honky Tonk.
Little Tokyo. Little Tokyo.
Wow. Good pickup.
Okay.
Very good pickup. Haha. Very good.
Oh, he's dressed like Fuji.
Well, this is his formal attire, Joe, when he's not wrestling.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Very good.
We're really just scraping the bottom of the barrel for this show, aren't we?
I'm okay with this.
Why is the set better now, but they're going to get canceled?
Does they have a little chair for him?
I've known this man for a number of years.
Do you think we could stand them up side by side? They are
please, yes.
They're so good. Look at him.
That's
his son. Little Tokyo.
Fuji all proud.
Yeah.
What a team to draw to.
Very good.
You have some big plans for your new man here?
Oh, great plan for his wrestling career.
It's going to be the midget world champion.
I will make nothing but money for it. Have
you ever heard of this new midget wrestling league of some kind on Netflix or something?
Welcome back, by the way, Little Tokyo. What? To the World Wrestling Federation. Good
There's
to
like
you
some
again.
New midget fine. Wrestling on Netflix.
Okay. Don't know anything about it.
I need to go pick that out and watch it because that sounds like right up my alley.
Let me know how it is.
Yeah.
Got to fix your camera.
Okay.
You feel okay.
Everything okay.
Everything is okay. Speaking of okay, now Mr. Fuji just
looks okay too.
Yes,
because you're like down, you're like hi.
Mr. Fuji had just mentioned
it's okay.
He's gonna
I'm just
make you a lot
do
of
I
money.
Need to sit up?
How much of the
is
money
that better?
Do you get?
That's a little better. Yeah.
He has enough. Look, you're he's just little one.
Hi, I'm down.
So he just had the little food.
Is this even
I
funny?
All the
at the little food,
good.
He said.
Money wise, I think he like so same like Morocco-san. I do the same thing.
Well, I know that that Don Morocco was very happy with the financial arrangement you have with him. Yes,
well, they're business partners.
Dark arts, Joe.
Yeah, and television
that's the real
shows.
Exchange. It's not about money. It's about getting the
dark arts.
But this is something special.
Someone
special.
Putting a fan through this room? Or
and I just keep a little... Just to
but the plants? Survive.
Yeah, like they're moving.
Yes.
It's like Wizard of Oz or something.
Probably the air conditioning.
Yeah.
You take all the money and give him just a little to survive.
Yeah, because he's just little man, you know? He don't need big like Morocco. Morocco, man, this is so big, so he takes more. But he's just little one.
I have a feeling this is not going to end well for Fuji.
I think Little Tokyo is going to kick him in the...
This man has
Little Tokyo.
Oh, you know,
why sand.
My money. No. I invest.
Uh huh.
Excuse me. Tokyo, watch this, man. You're going to end up with nothing. That's true.
Fuji just laughs.
don't believe.
What's the matter, you?
What's the matter, you?
I listen to you, but how come you take my. Shut up, you. What's the matter?
Yeah, that's right. Come on, Tokyo.
Oh, can they all. Can he chase him?
What are we doing? Benny Hill now?
This is lovely.
They are doing. They're fucking doing like fake Benny Hill.
This is great.
This is not great. This is stupid. It's kind of funny, though.
Get out of there, Little Tokyo.
Man, that studio is a piece of shit.
He knows dark arts. Be careful.
He does. See, Gene should be narrating this. Oh! Yeah, that'd be
I got
better.
His hat. That was lovely.
That was funny. What is Hayes doing? Sit down. That's how we ended, huh? Well, I guess that's good enough.
That was the best thing that's been on primetime in months.
Folks, I'll tell you. On TNT, yes.
Or TNT, sorry.
I'll tell you this, everybody. This is what a way to kick off the final taping of Championship. We had some unexpected turns like Roddy Piper, and we had Billy Graham.
Also, I mean,
Honky Tonk Man.
Honky Tonk and Moondogs are now managed by Jimmy Hart. That's a huge update.
And let's not forget the Tonka Kid is back.
Yeah, wow.
What a show.
People are flocking to this. They know the change is coming.
Yeah, man. What? This was...
They know it's not going to be in this dumpy Poughkeepsie, but they want to get in early so that, you know, they put their chips down now for cheap.
Right.
In Poughkeepsie, and then they get the superstar money.
Cheap chips now. Mm-hmm. Superstar money later. Folks, we thank you for being with us here. You don't have to spend superstar money to get patreon.com/OVP podcast. If you want 82 to 85 Canon Plus and monthly pay-per-view reviews spanning 85 to 97... Get it all free this weekend.
Get it all.
Give it a try. It is literally free for 1 week. And I'll tell you what, here's the deal. If you're not going to keep it and you're signing up expressly just to hear the stuff out of curiosity, like we said at the top of the show, that really doesn't bother us.
We don't care.
Like, we get it. Mm-hmm. I've done that with free trials before.
That's what they're for.
Yeah, I'm not new. So try it out. It'll at least make us happy to see people tried it, even if you do cancel immediately. It's mm-hmm. okay. And then some people keep it for a month or two to see if they want more content or whatever and get the new stuff. And if you don't, that's fine. It's really, we're going to be okay one way or another.
We're going to be fine.
Everything's
fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. We would appreciate it if you tried it for a week. That's all we're saying. Other than that, hey, we'll be back next week to do episode 2 of the final taping.
Yes.
That'll be for August 23rd.
How many are there? Is there three?
That's it. The final three. So
wow. So it's the penny ultimate of championship wrestling.
Yes, the penny ultimate.
Yes, penny ultimate.
Yes, that's definitely how you
that's
pronounce what I said. It. Uh-huh. Next week, yes, August 23rd, the penny ultimate of WWE championship.
It only costs
wrestling.
A penny to watch it.
Yes, not a nickel. And in less than 2 weeks, folks, don't you worry. The big event. The big event. Johnny V on commentary the whole show. It'll be great. Other than that, we really want to remind you of a few things. Keep your feet warm.
Right.
Keep your seltzer cold. Drive defensively.
Right.
And if you need some advice, go seek out the Honky Tonk Man.
Don't
do that. Until next week.
He's actually a good guy? What?
We'll see. Until next week on The Canon, this is Joe Morata, Michael Quinn, wishing you the absolute best.
See ya.